From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Donald Trump has marked his 100th day in office, saying he had brought profound change to Washington. He spoke late Saturday in the state of Pennsylvania, which helped him get elected.
Politicians sent troops to protect the borders of foreign nations, but left America's borders wide open for all to violate. We've spent billions and billions of dollars on one global project after another, and yet, as gangs flooded into our country, we couldn't even provide safety for our own people.
And Mr. Trump did speak very ill of the news media. Thousands of people across the United States participated in a people's climate marches, largely to protest the Trump administration's environmental policies. In Washington, protesters held a rally outside the White House. Neil Payne was one of the protesters.
Invest in renewables, invest in alternative energy. This country should be a leader on alternative energy, and let's move forward.
Participants in the People's Climate March said that they object to Mr. Trump's rollback of restrictions on mining, oil drilling, and greenhouse gas emissions at coal-fired power plants. Turkey has passed two decrees, one that expels more than 4,000 civil servants and another that bans television dating programs. The state of emergency that followed last summer's coup attempt has allowed the Turkish government to rule by decrees. Since then, more than 47,000 people have been arrested, 100,000 have been purged for alleged connections to terror organizations. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. On the sidelines of the ASEAN meeting in the Philippines, the leaders of Indonesia and the Philippines inaugurated a new direct sea link that will cut in half shipping times and boost trade between two southern Philippine cities and Indonesia. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte spoke with reporters about the sea link.
As we open this new maritime trade route, we reaffirm our ties with each other and commit ourselves to aspirations of a larger ASEAN community.
The new route will link two ports on Mindanao Island, Indonesia. Meantime, President Trump has invited President Duterte to Washington to discuss various issues, including the threat North Korea poses to regional security. U.S. Marines have returned to Afghanistan's southern Helmand province 3 years after NATO ended its combat mission in Afghanistan. Their return comes just one day after the Taliban announced the launch of its spring offensive. Earlier this month, the Afghan security forces suffered a devastating attack when Taliban killed 135 soldiers in a northern city. The European Union has voted unanimously to adopt guidelines to negotiate Britain's exit from the EU. The 27 leaders voted to approve the guidelines in less than 15 minutes. European Council President Donald Tusk said several steps have to be taken before the Brexit negotiations can even begin.
Before negotiating our future relations with the UK, we must first achieve sufficient progress on citizens' rights, finances, and the border issue in Ireland.
Eight Syrian rescuers known as the White Helmets were killed Saturday when an airstrike hit their office in the rebel-held Hama province. It was unclear who carried out that attack. The Syrian army, backed by Russia and Iran in the six-year-old war, has been making a push in recent weeks to regain rebel-held areas such as Hama province. Prince Harry has joined thousands of rugby fans at a London stadium to cheer on the annual British Armed Forces rugby match. The 32-year-old prince, a former army captain, was attending the 100th edition of the annual match between senior teams from the Army and the Royal Navy. Harry was at the march in his role as patron of the Invictus Games Foundation. This is the charity for this year's game. He has spearheaded the Invictus Games, an international sporting event for injured service personnel. The match at the London Stadium was the final fixture in Britain's inter-services rugby competition. Get more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.